Bhagavad Lila, 10th Canto, Chapter 56, The Shamantaka Jewel. There was a king named Satrajit living in Dwarkapuri. He was a great devotee of Suryadev. The sun god felt great affection for Satrajit. They had a very friendly relationship. As a token of his friendship, Surya gave a gift to Satrajit, a jewel called Shamantaka, which King Satrajit wore around his neck. It was very brilliant, almost appeared like Suryadev himself. And one day, wearing this jewel around his neck, Satrajit entered the capital of Dwarka. Although he was known to the residents of Dwarka, no one could recognize this king, Satrajit, because of the tremendous effulgence of the Shamantaka jewel. They were blinded by the light, and they thought that Suryadev himself was coming to visit Krishna. The people went to report to Dwarkadish, "Obeisance unto you, my lord. Lord Suryadev has come to see you, and he's blinding everyone by his effulgence." Krishna smiled broadly and said, "This is not the sun god, Ravi, but rather Satrajit, coming to show off his opulence." King Satrajit installed the Shamantaka jewel in a temple at his palace, and was worshipped every day. That jewel was worshipped by qualified brahmanas. Each day this Shamantaka jewel produced 100 kilos of gold, and wherever this jewel was kept would always be auspicious. Krishna asked Satrajit to donate the jewel to King Ugrasena, to teach that the best of everything should be offered to the ruling king. But being materialistic and greedy, he refused, and thus committed an offense. Once, Prasena, the brother of Satrajit, borrowed that necklace and wore the Shamantaka necklace around his own neck to display his family's opulence. He went horse riding in the forest, and a lion killed Prasena and the horse, and took that jewel and entered a cave. When Jambavan, Rikshiraj, heard the disturbance, he went to the cave and killed the lion and gave the jewel to his son to play with. Being a great devotee of Lord Ram, Jambavan did not consider the Shamantaka jewel to be very important. Not seeing his brother or his necklace return, Satrajit became very upset, and he said, "Oh, Krishna must have killed my brother and taken the jewel, because previously I refused his request to donate it." Others were there when he said this, and soon a rumor was spread all over Dwarka, accusing Krishna of being a murderer out of greed. To remove the stain on his reputation, Krishna took some of the elder residents of Dwarka and went to the forest to find the jewel. They found the dead horse and the brother of Prasena lying by the entrance of Jambavan's cave. Jambavan was the king of the bears. The residents of Dwarka were afraid, so Krishna said, "You stay outside the cave, I'll enter it." When Krishna entered the child, he saw a small child playing with the jewel. And the child's nurse cried out in fear upon seeing that extraordinary person standing before them. The nurse cried in fear implies that she did not even see Krishna's intention to take away the jewel. In actuality, she was not afraid, since ecstasy arose in her heart as a natural effect of seeing Krishna. Jambavan, hearing the nurse cry, ran out and angrily started fighting with Krishna. Krishna never experienced the satisfaction of a good fight with such weaklings as Chanura, Kamsa, and Jarasand. Therefore, Krishna desired to fight with one of his own servants, having similar strength as himself, and thus achieve the happiness of battle. Krishna also wanted to please his devotee, Jambavan, who himself had not attained a full taste of virarās, heroism, even by fighting with the armies of Ravana in Treta Yuga. To fulfill his and Jambavan's desires, Krishna ordered Yogamaya to use his Leela Shakti to cover his sweet Madhurya aspect from Jambavan. Thus, Jambavan thought of Krishna as an ordinary human. They fought together like two hawks fighting for flesh. For 28 days and nights without a moment's rest, they were striking each other with blows as hard as thunderbolts. As Jambavan's muscles were being beaten by Krishna, he thought, "Who can be stronger than me except Ram?" Astonished by those thoughts, Jambavan concluded that this must be his lord, Ram. And he said, "If all the prana of countless living entities and all the billions of universes were brought together, and if all the strengths of all the senses, minds, and bodies were brought together in one place, still I understand that all this would be you alone, since all these are your vibhutis. Thus, how can your strength be countered by the strength of one entity like me? It is like a butterfly trying to defeat Garuda. You are the all-pervading Lord Vishnu, and I am a single localized individual. You are the primeval person, and I am a recently manifest person. You are the all-powerful Prabhavishnu, and I am powerless. You are the supreme controller of all, Adishwaram, and I am the control. You are the creator of all creators of the universe, and I am only the creation of Brahma. You alone are the cause of all entities created within the universe. Brahma and other creators are merely secondary creators. Of destroyers, you are time, the ultimate destroyer, capable of doing that, whereas I am subject to annihilation. You are the supreme soul of all living entities, whereas I am only one of the jivas. Since all these things are true, I know that you are my worshipable Lord Ramachandra." By casting a slight glance of anger, you made the ocean, which was filled with agitated crocodiles and timangila fish, give you passage to Lanka. You built a bridge as well, which is your very fame, and Lanka was burned down. Your arrows severed Ravana's 10 heads, which then fell to the ground. Jambavan personally realized the knowledge of Bhagavan, Vishishta Gyan, Vigyan. So Krishna touched Jambavan with his hand to relieve his devotee of all his bodily pains from fighting. And he said, "Many of us came to the entrance of your cave, and I have come here to dispel the false rumors about me concerning stealing this jewel." Jambavan happily gave the jewel to the Lord along with his virgin daughter, Jambavati. The residents of Dwarka had waited for 12 days outside the cave and became sorrowful and returned to the city, thinking that Krishna had somehow disappeared. When everyone heard of that, they were all crying and sorrowful. And they were cursing Satyajit. And the Dwarkavasis approached the Durga deity Chandrabhaga outside the city and prayed for Krishna's return. After worshipping Devi, she gave a blessing. "You will see Krishna." Krishna, when he returned to Dwarka, was wearing the jewel which Jambavan had placed on his neck when offering his daughter in marriage. Then Krishna summoned Satyajit to the royal assembly. In the presence of the king, Ugrasen, Krishna announced the recovery of the jewel and formally gave it back to Satyajit. Shamefully hanging his head, Satyajit returned home, all the while feeling remorseful and repentant for his offensive behavior. He was worried that the mighty followers of Krishna might react inimically and retaliate toward him out of revenge. He decided to arrange to donate his fair daughter and the Shamantaka jewel back to Krishna. The daughter of Satyajit was named Satyabhama, and Krishna married her in proper religious fashion. She was beautiful and broad-minded and other good qualities. Krishna told Satyajit, "We don't care about this Shamantaka jewel. You are the sun god's devotee, so you keep it." With a touch of irony, Krishna said, "After all, you are a devotee of the sun god, so let the jewel remain with you. Since you are without a son, Satyabhama is your greatest treasure, and now that treasure is mine."